Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the stages from the time the person now is put in the qabr, what he experiences and what happens to him from the qabr moving thereafter. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha qubbira al-mayyit ataahu malakan aswadan azraqan yuqalu li ahadihima al-munkar wal akhar wan nakir fayaqulan ma kunta taqulu fi hadha ar-rajul فيقول هو عبد الله ورسوله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله فيقولان قد كنا نعلم أنك تقول هذا ثم يفسح له في قبره 70 ذراعا في 70 ثم ينور له فيقول دعوني أرجع إلى أهلي فأخبرهم فيقولان نم كنومة العروس الذي لا يوقظه إلا أحب أهله إليه حتى يبعث الله من مضجعه ذلك. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the deceased is buried, two angels of dark complexion and blue eyes come to him. One is known as Munkar and the other is Nakir. They ask him, what do you have to say about this man, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now we explained before that either the veils from where this person is in the qabr, right up till Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be removed, or some explanations of those that believe that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will actually be present, or one explanation is something like a type of a picture will be shown to this person of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one of these three explanations. Anyway, this person will be asked in the qabr, what do you have to say about this man, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He replies, he is Allah's servant and he is messenger. So this person that had passed away, now that imtihan question, one of the three questions that he'll be asked is with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he'll answer correctly. He'll say he is Allah's servant and he is his messenger. I testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. They say, now this Munkar Nakir, now they reply to this person, they say, we knew from beforehand based on what we have observed. In other words, what they had seen of this person. So sometimes when we're doing action, we think nobody is looking at us, we think nobody has knowledge of it. We don't realize that the malaika are even aware of our amal. The malaika are aware of our actions. So if we are doing actions, they don't think, just be oblivious. But even the angels are observing what we are doing. Sometimes the person is obviously has to be careful, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of what he's doing. But in that oblivion, we think nobody can see us. Remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of what we're doing. Malaika also aware of what we are doing. So in this hadith, it is mentioned that they say, we knew from beforehand, based on what we observed, that you will say this. In other words, you will pass this question, you will answer correctly. His grave will be expanded 70 handspans by 70 handspans. Now the 70 handspans, ulama explained, one explanation it comes in hadith, when this word sab'een is used, 70, it means it will be expanded very wide. It's just an expression, like very, very wide, so it will say 70 handspans. Sometimes it's 70,000, sometimes 700, but this is just an expression to show that it will be expanded very wide. So here hadith is saying that his grave will be expanded 70 handspans by 70 handspans. It will then be illuminated. Can you imagine the lighting of the qabr? The lighting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here we are so impressed by the LED lights, and we are so impressed by the different type of lighting that we get in this world. Can you imagine the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that nur and that illumination that Allah Pak will put for this person in the qabr. The deceased will say, let me go back to my family so that I could inform them. Now he's thinking, but let me go tell them how nice it is here, so they don't have to worry, they don't have to cry, they don't have to be sad and say, shame, he passed away. You know how people normally say. So now he is wishing that he can go and console them, and they are feeling sorry for him. The person in the qabr is saying, how can I go back? So he's saying, let me go back to my family so that I could inform them. The angel say, sleep like a bridegroom whom none can awaken except the most beloved to him, that is his bride. He will continue sleeping peacefully in this way until Allah Pak resurrects him from his resting place. The dark complexion and blue eyes of the angels will not terrify the believer in any way. A narration of Ibn Majah rahimahullah states that he will neither be terrified nor shocked because of his belief, because of his iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that he is not terrified even by these angels that come to take the exam of this person. into one more hadith. And Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ إِنَّ الْمَيِّتَ إِذَا وُضِعَ فِي قَبْرِهِ إِنَّهُ يَسْمَعُ خَفْقَ نِعَالِهِمْ حِينَ يُوَلُّونَ عَنْهُ فَإِنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَانَتِ الصَّلَاةُ عِنْدَ رَأْسِهِ وَكَانَتِ الصِّيَامُ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ وَكَانَتِ الزَّكَاةُ عَنْ شِمَالِهِ وَكَانَ فِعْلُ الْخَيْرَاتِ مِنَ الصَّدَقَةِ وَالصِّلَةِ وَالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ إِلَى النَّاسِ عِنْدَ رِجْلَيْهِ فَيُؤْتَى مِنْ قِبَلِ رَأْسِهِ فَتَقُولُ الصَّلَاةُ مَا قِبَلِي مَدْخَلٌ ثُمَّ يُؤْتَى عَنْ يَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ الصِّيَامُ مَا قِبَلِي مَدْخَلٌ ثُمَّ يُؤْتَى عَنْ يَسَارِهِ فَتَقُولُ الزَّكَاةُ مَا قِبَلِي مَدْخَلٌ ثُمَّ يُؤْتَى مِنْ قِبَلِ رِجْلَيْهِ فَتَقُولُ فعل الخيرات من الصدقة والصلة والمعروف والإحسان إلى الناس ما قبل مدخل وفي آخر الحديث فيعاد الجسد إلى أصله من التراب ويجعل روحه في النسيم الطيب وهو طير أخضر تعلق في شجر الجنة. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that I take an oath in the name of the being whose control is my life. When the deceased is placed in his grave, he hears the sound of the shoes of the people when they turn away and leave him. When the people start leaving after they bury the person, or the people start leaving, then he even hears the sound of the shoes of these people that are leaving. If he was a believer, salah comes to his head side, fasting comes to his right, zakat comes to his left, and the good works of charity, maintaining family ties, and acts of kindness to people come to his leg side. Look what a beautiful setup this is. That this person was a believer. Now when everybody is gone, even he can hear now the family and his friends, and he can hear all of them leaving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaces him with a new set of friends, with a new set of people that come, with a new set of physical formations that come to his help and assistance. And who are these? Yeah, these are zakat. First is salah comes to his head side, fasting comes to his right, zakah comes to his left, good works of charity and maintaining family ties and acts of kindness to people come to his leg side. When the punishment approaches him from his head side, salah says, there is no access to you from my side. When it comes to him from his right, fasting says, there is no access to you from my side. When it comes to him from his left side, zakat says, there is no access to you from my side. When it approaches him from his leg side, the acts of kindness which he did to people say, there is no access to you from our side. The following is stated towards the end of this hadith. The body is then returned to its original state of soil. This is what happens to the majority of people, while the body of some people remain intact. What is explaining is that now after some time, the majority of the people, their bodies will disintegrate. It will return to soil. One of the du'as that we read when we're throwing the sand, minha khalaqnakum, that we have been created from the sand, wa fiha nu'idukum, and through the sand again we are going to return, wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra, and once again from this Allah Pak will recreate us, Allah Pak will resurrect us again from the soil. So majority of the people, their bodies will disintegrate, and this disintegrating of the body into the sand doesn't mean a person was a bad person by any means. This is Allah Pak's choice. Allah Pak wanted his body, the physical body, to disintegrate, but the ruh, what the ruh is experiencing, is something else, as the rest of the hadith will explain to us. The body is then returned to its original state of soil, which is what happens to majority of the people, whilst the bodies of some people remain intact. His soul remains in a gentle breeze or amongst pure souls. One of two explanations. Amongst pure souls, Allah Pak keeps this person's ruh, his soul. Or he remains in a gentle breeze, that breeze of hawa, the jannati breeze that he gets. And then what happens, the soul then embeds itself in a green bird which attaches itself to a tree in paradise. So now the soul is attached to a bird which now attaches itself in a tree in paradise, viewing and observing everything. According to some traditions in Sharh al-Sudur, the soul enters the grave. This could either be in the beginning of the burial as gauged from other traditions, or due to its intense attachment to the body. However, after the body disintegrates, this attachment also decreases. In other words, when that attachment, the whole life now that the soul, this ruh, was with the body. So initially when the body is put into the qabr also, that attachment is still there of the ruh and the body. It remains there for a while, and after a while, as the body is disintegrating, that contact and the taluk of the ruh also moves away from the body. And as this hadith is explaining, that it takes, or it is attached now to a bird, a green bird that now perches itself in a tree in Jannah. This person is getting the breeze, the view, everything of Jannah. Exactly how it is, inshallah, one day when we go there, we'll appreciate and we'll understand. But this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us. The beauty of the qabr and the beauty of barzakh is something else, something we never ever experience. We don't know what it is, but we know it is beautiful. We know from what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, that one experience with this hawa, this breeze of Jannah, with this view of Jannah, with this glory that this person will experience of Jannah, one experience is enough to take away every type of difficulty that he experienced in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing these good actions. Here we see how salat comes to his assistance, zakat comes to his assistance, fasting comes to his assistance, tilawat of Quran comes to his assistance, maintaining family ties comes to his assistance, helping and being courteous to people. All these things don't get wasted. At some point when he needs them, it comes to his assistance. That beautiful lighting that Allah Pak will give him in the qabr, all these things are there for his benefit. All we need to do is practice and make amal whilst we are got the opportunity in this dunya. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.